Follow the world's best golfers at the 84th Masters Tournament, April 6th through the 12th on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other. And follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers multiple channels of live video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2020 Masters.
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this final quarter, and so that makes the Emma Martin, that could potentially make Emma Martin's basket even bigger as she cut the margin to one possession to start these last 8 minutes of the game. 37-34, Nelton on top. Martin will inbound it from the far sideline, gets into Gilbert, and we're back underway. Gilbert dribbling between the circles, throws over to Jackson. Jackson finds Yates near the left corner, down to Foreman on the low block. Foreman's going to put up the turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. And Eaton gets the rebound. Back comes Nelton. Eaton quickly back the other way, going toward the left corner. Throws it to Woodruff on the wing. Woodruff will dribble up a little closer to the top now. Now Daniels has it there at the top. She'll dribble to the left side. Gives it there to Pena. Pena will dribble to the right elbow. Finds Eaton in the right corner. Eaton's going to drill out to the wing, now goes to the elbow. Her pass knocked away, but gets it back. Puts up the jumper from the left elbow. No good. Dacus gets offensive rebound. And now Nelton is going to quickly call timeout. We'll break with 7:14 left to play in the game. It is Nelton leading Mountain Home 37-34. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Nelton got a little fortunate to still have the ball after that was not their best possession of the night by any means. The ball was knocked away, and then Eaton just did not put up a good shot there after she got the ball back. Dacus takes the inbound pass, gives it to Eaton on the right wing. Now throws it near the top to Daniels, over to Woodruff on the left side. Woodruff will dribble up between the circles. Now Pena has it there at the top. Over to Eaton on the right. Now Woodruff has it there on the right side. Woodruff will dribble up to the top. I'm sorry, that's Daniels with it. She finds Pena cutting into the lane. Her pass to Dacus also almost knocked away, but Dacus is able to save it into Eaton. Eaton has it there near the left corner. Now dribbles out to the wing. 6:45 left to play in the game. Now Woodruff has it. Woodruff will dribble up to the top. Woodruff will dribble a little closer to the three-point line. Finds Eaton. Tries to find it to Eaton. She passes a little wide of her. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball on Nelton's sixth turnover of the night. 6:29 left to play in the game. Mount Holmes with a chance to cut it to one or possibly tied with it on this possession. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles between the circles. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer to tie. Will not go. Chases down the rebound in the right corner. Mount Holmes will keep the ball. Gilbert will dribble up to the top. Now goes over to the right wing. 6:05 left to play in this game. 37-34, Nelton leading it. Gilbert's going to drill to the left elbow. She's going to go up for the turnaround jumper, but she's going to take a few too many steps after she picks up her dribble. Mounts home, call for the travel. That is the fifth turnover of the night for the Lady Bombers with 5:59 left to play in this contest. Three-point lead for the Lady Raiders. Eaton will walk the ball into the front court for Nelton. Eaton dribbling towards the right side. Now gives it to Pena near the left elbow. To Eaton down on the wing. Eaton dribbles into the lane. Now picks up a drill. Throws it back up top to Woodruff. 5:35. Let's play in this game. Woodruff throws over to Pena on the left wing. Pena takes the screen, now dribbles to the free throw line, gives it to Dacus on the right side, over there to Woodruff. Woodruff will dribble, throws it up top to Daniels, left side to Eaton. Eaton is going to take the screen, pull up for the three-pointer, will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Pena. And she'll drill to the elbow. Now kicks out to Daniels, who pulls up for the jumper. That one won't go either. And this time, Mounts Home gets the rebound. And they've got a chance to cut it to either one or possibly tie it once again on this possession. A little over 5 minutes left to play in this game. 37-34, Nelson leading it. Martin picks up a dribble, throws it up top to Yates. Yates is going to try for the tie from the top. Will not go. Foreman gets the offensive rebound. She can't get the foul to go. Yates gets the offensive rebound. This time she's fouled from behind as she goes up, and she'll head to the line for a pair of free throws with 4:50 left to play in the game. Daly Dacus picks up her third personal foul. That is the eighth team foul against Nelson here in the second half. So Aston Yates at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. Quick reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Elva Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you from the broadcast position. Joe Shipman, our producer back at the studio. Yates gets the second free throw, and this game is cut to 1 point. 37-36, Nelson leading it with 4:45 left as Woodruff is in the front court for Nelson. Woodruff dribbles to the right side, gets there to Pena. Up top, near the top to Dacus. Over to Daniels on the left side. Now up top to Eaton. Over on the right side to Pena. Pena drills the elbow, kicks out to Woodruff there on the right side. Now Woodruff will dribble up to the top. Now Pena takes it there between the circles, throws over to Woodruff on the left side, over to Daniels, thought about the three. Now she'll throw down to Dacus on the low block. Almost has the ball knocked away. Now kicks it back out to Daniels, up top to Woodruff. 4:10 left to play in this game. Again, 37-36, Nelson leading it. Now Pena has up the top, throws over to Woodruff on the left side. She'll give there to Daniels there on the wing, up near the top to Eaton. Less than 4 minutes left in this game. Eaton's going to drill towards the lane. Now kicks out to Daniels in the corner. Her three-pointer will not go. Foul's going to be called on the rebound on Dacus. That is her fourth. Daly Dacus picked up her fourth personal foul. That's the 19th foul. And Anna Grace Foreman has a chance to give the Mounts Home the lead with a one-on-one opportunity. 3:45 left to play in this game as Anna Grace Foreman's back at the free throw line, where so far she is 4-of-4 with 14 points. Right now it's a one-point lead for Nelson. But again, this Foreman at the free throw line. First shot is up. Good. And she gets this next one. That will be our fifth lead change of the night.
Hey, I saw her change every time.
Foreman, her second shot is up, and she gets both. Anna Grace Foreman with 6 points, and we have our fifth lead change as Mounts Home is now up 38-37. A little over 3.5 minutes left to play in this game. Here is Woodruff with it in the front court, dribbles to the right side, gets there to Pena. Pena will take the screen, drill into the lane, going up for the layup shot. Rolls around and goes in. And Nelton quickly takes the timeout after they go back on top. Bradley Pena with 11 points. Our sixth lead change of the night comes with 3:26 left to play in the game. We'll break with three again as Nelton is up 39-38. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Nelson took the lead back on a layup by Bradley Pena. She now has 11 points. It's 39-38. Lady Raiders on top with less than 3.5 minutes left. Here's Gilbert with it in the front court. Dribbles toward the right side. Throws it up top to Martin. Martin throws down to Foreman. Tries to kick it out to Jackson. She's able to chase it down after it's knocked away to keep possession for the Lady Bombers and avoid the turnover. Martin has it now. 3 minutes left to play in this game. Martin will dribble to the right elbow, kicks out to Yates near the right corner. Yates will drill out to the wing, now goes near the free throw line, going down into the lane, going to go try to go up for the turnaround layup, off the glass and in! Good job by Anson Yates. He now has 6 points. And that is our seventh lead change. Matsonola up 40-39. 2:39 left to play in this game. Here is Daniels dribbling to the left wing, gets there to Pena. Pena is going to go down into the lane, now kicks out to Daniels. Daniels pulls up for the three-pointer, will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Martin, and Matsonola has a chance to increase their lead even further. 2:23 left to play in this game. Matsonola with the ball, leading 40-39. Martin into the front court. Now dribbles to the left side, and Matsonola's going to call a timeout. We'll break with 2:13 left to play in this game. It is Matsonola leading Nelson 40-39. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
I'll tell you, when Anson Yates hit that layup to put Mountain Home back on top, she had a choice of either trying to get see if she can get forced Akins into her fifth foul, of see if the official would call it, or but instead she went up and under and was able to get that to get the scoop layup. Right now, Lady Bombers up 40-39 with lower 2 minutes left. Here's Gilbert dribbling down into lane. She just blew by her defender, but she couldn't get the layup to go. Foreman gets the rebound, tries to go back over there, can't get the foul to go, and Eaton gets the rebound, and back comes Nelson with a chance to go back on top. Ball goes to Daniels, now kicks out to Woodruff. Woodruff's going to try for the three-pointer, will not go, and the ball's knocked around. Eaton's able to chase it down on the left side. She's going to go back into the lane, going up for the layup. They're going to leave it off. They're going to call her for the charge. Alana Eaton picks up her second personal foul. That is the 10th team foul against Nelson. That does put Mount Home in the double bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on charges. But that is Nelson's 7th turnover of the night. Comes with 1:45 left to play. And now they're going to call a warning on Nelson head coach Jason Smith. He is arguing. He is hot on that sideline. So, Mount Home gets the ball back with 1:45 left, leading 40-39. Here is Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the left wing, gives it there to Martin. Martin's going to dribble up to the top. Martin now goes to the right side, gives it there to Yates. Yates will dribble up to the top, gives it there to Gilbert. Now Gilbert will dribble toward the other side of the court on the right side, finds Martin there. Now almost has the ball knocked away, and now Mount Home's going to call a timeout. We'll break with 1:23 left to play in this game. Mountain Home will have the ball coming out of the timeout, leading 40-39. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 5th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, I got to confess, when Alana Eaton was called for that charge, I thought they were about to call Mountain Home for the block and give her the and-one situation. But but it went the way of Mount Tom. Here's Martin with it on the left wing, and she's going to be fouled. A two-shot opportunity coming up for Emma Martin with 1:17 left to play in this game. Travia Woodruff picks up her first personal foul. Again, Mount Tom already in the double bonus. So Emma Martin at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 8 points so far this evening. Martin's first free throw is up. No good. Daily Dacus is going to check back in for Mount Tom, replacing Layla Iliotti. Dacus will have to be careful. She has 4 fouls in this game. Martin's second shot is up, and she gets 1 of 2. She now has 9 points, and Mount Tom's lead is up to 2 now, 41-39. Woodruff crosses the timeline with 1:11 left. Wood has it up at the top. Now Pena has it there between the circles. Ball goes over to Woodruff on the left side. Up top to Dacus. Dacus will give back to Woodruff. It dribbles up to the top. Woodruff's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Foreman. And now she's going to throw it out to Martin with 49 seconds left in this game. Martin's going to lose the handle. The ball gets it back, though, across the timeline. Now she's going to be fouled and head to the free-throw line with 44.2 seconds left. Alana Eaton picks up her third personal foul. So Emma Martin at the back of the free throw line, where so far she is 1 of 2 with 9 points. So Emma Martin back again at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. And so she gets the next one. It'll be a two-possession game. So one more free throw for Emma Martin. She's now double figures, by the way, with 10. Make it 11, and she gets both in. It's a two-possession game, 43-39 with 44.2 seconds left. Woodruff quickly into the front court for Nelson. Has the ball knocked away. Is able to chase it down. 37 seconds left. Here is Pena with it. She'll take the screen, drill to the right elbow, pull up for the jumper. This is everything. Dacus saves it in, but into the hands of Emma Martin, and back comes Mountain Home with 27 seconds left. Martin's going to try to avoid a double team, and she gets it across the timeline. Martin will dribble on the right wing. Now she'll throw it to Foreman. Up top to Gilbert, 19 seconds left. Now over to Martin. How long do they wait for that foul? There you go. Travia Woodruff just picked up her second personal foul. Emma Martin's going to go back to the free throw line with exactly 15 seconds left on the clock. Emma Martin at the charity stripe, where so far she is 3 of 4 with 11 points. And Mountain Home is 15 seconds away from knocking off the top team in Class 5A by the Arkansas Sports Media, ranked 4th in the state overall. Martin's first free throw is up and good. So one more free throw for Emma Martin. Emma Martin's second shot is up and bounces around and goes in. Emma Martin with 13 points. 45-39 is with we tick down 12 seconds. Back the other way. Nelton is quickly going to take the timeout with 11. It will break with 11.3 3 seconds left in the game. Or did they call a technical? Hold on just 1 second. I'm not sure what the... So they just called a technical foul on Coach Jason Smith of Nelson, so it wasn't a timeout. So Anna Grace Warren's going to go to the free throw line for a pair. First shot goes up and in. 11.3 seconds left as Foreman will have one more free throw to make it a three possession lead, and they'll keep possession. And she gets it. 17 points for Anna Grace Foreman. And Mount Tom will keep possession, leading. Now Mount Tom is going to take their final timeout. So now we will break with 11.3 seconds left. It is Mountain Home leading Nelton 46-39. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their 3 highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. two, control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
So Mount Home takes their final timeout of the night, mainly just to make sure they got all their ducks in a row when they play smart and don't give up a turnover after they shoot the technical free throws. Kay Gilbert throws it into Anna Grace Warren. Back to Gilbert, 9 seconds left. And they're now Nelson's not even going to foul. They're going to let the clock run out. Mark Gilbert's going to dribble. She's actually going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. And Nelson's going to get the rebound. And that's the way this game's going to end. Mountain Home has just defeated the top-ranked team in Class 5A by the Arkansas Sports Media. And also the fourth-ranked team in the state overall as well. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeats Nettleton 46-39. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.